In the dressing room with pianist Leif Uwe Andsnes, who just joined us after a brilliant performance of the Schumann Piano Concerto. You must be exhilarated.
Yes, well, it's an exhilarating piece, isn't it?
It is. That last movement in particular just seems to soar throughout the entire, 8 minutes or however how long it is.
There's so much joy in that last moment, and it's needed after all that sort of, diverse emotions, I would say, especially in the first moment. He says, allegro, affettuoso, affectionate. And it's affectionate in so many ways, and anxiety. And the piece is just full of transitions, isn't it? And that makes it very complicated also for the performer. I remember when I first played it 20 years ago, I felt every bar was so difficult in terms of where to place the notes. I mean, in terms of timing, because everything is transitional. But now I just feel it in a different way, and it's also such beauty in the way that it breathes.
Well, Schumann originally conceived this, I guess, as a one-movement work, but Clara, his wife, suggested that he enlarge it into a full concerto.
Yeah, he meant it as a fantasy for piano and orchestra, the first movement. And then the publisher apparently also rejected the idea and you know, said that people want a concerto, they don't want a fantasy in one movement. And 3 or 4 years later, I think he wrote the other movements. So it's fascinating to think that he meant the first movement as a whole piece.
Yeah,
as a complete piece.
Clara, I guess, gave the premiere. I think it was 1845, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
And he apparently attempted a couple of other piano concertos earlier, but they never came to anything. And this is the only one we have, but happily we have it.
And it's so unique when you think from where it came from, if you think about the development of the piano concerto. And of course, there are heroic statements here as well, as you would, you know, Beethoven Fifth was the most played piano concerto in the 19th century, and that would be sort of the model. And Beethoven developed a sort of heroic role for the soloist. And then you find that in the opening statement, you know, just ta-da, big fanfare. But then very suddenly it turns into chamber music and so much intimate dialogue in a kind of sensual way that is extremely new.
Yeah, well, that first movement, the exchange between you and the clarinet, some have described it as an expression of affection between Clara and Robert, this exchange back and forth.
Yeah, well, there is such a feeling of confession between two persons in Schumann's music, isn't it? And confession and affection. And, you know, we can only guess if this was, you know, only directed towards Clara. But there is this very, very personal feeling all the time, you know.
And it may have been an outgrowth of the marriage, because I know it was a hard-won marriage. Clara's father opposed it, and they had to go to court, and eventually they won the case. But so it must have been a feeling of great calmness to know that he'd won her and that they were together, because it was a kind of a business partnership for them as well.
Yes. I don't know if Schumann was capable of great calmness, though, because he was such a complicated mind, and there were so many sides to him, and he was a person filled with anxiety. And, you know, as we know, his last years were really very unhappy, and he ended up in a mental hospital. And obviously, when this concerto was written, there were more happier years. He had just gotten married to Clara, and, you know, after marrying her, he wrote how many songs in 1 year? 100, 150?
Yes.
I mean, just outburst of that. And then the next year came this first movement of this piano concerto, and extremely potent period in his life.
Well, thanks for spending a few moments with us. Leif Uwe Andsnes, it's a pleasure to have met you.
Thank you. Likewise.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.